You're listening to SBS News.
Canadian police knew they were closing in on teen fugitives Cam McLeod and Briar Schmigelski. The pair had been on the run for almost a month. Suspects in the shooting deaths of Australian Lucas Fowler and his girlfriend China Dees, and charged with the murder of Canadian botanist Leonard Dick. But the Manitoba bushland the teens had escaped to, more than 3,000 kilometres from where the victims' bodies were found in British Columbia, was dense and dangerous. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Assistant Commissioner Jane McLatry said they just needed something to narrow in on.
On Friday, August 2nd, that one critical piece of evidence was found. Items directly linked to the suspects were located on the shoreline of the Nelson River. Following this discovery, we were at last able to narrow down the search.
Vancouver reporter Shannon Patterson told the ABC police then immediately began searching nearby high probability areas.
The area is so rural, so remote, so woodsy. This allows them to narrow it down and to send their search teams into a more pinpointed area.
Then this morning, two male bodies were found in the dense bush, within 1 kilometre of where the items were found. Police Assistant Commissioner Kevin Hackett says this is 8 kilometres from where police found Leonard Dick's burnt-out car, in which the teens were believed to have been travelling in.
While we are still waiting for the definitive confirmation of the identities of the two deceased men, we believe that they are in fact the individuals that we were searching for.
This was a manhunt that captured the world's attention. The teens are wanted for a murderous highway rampage in Canada's West last month, which hit home when one of the victims was revealed to be the son of a prominent New South Wales police officer. Lucas Fowler was, at the time, travelling the world with his American girlfriend. His father, Stephen Fowler, broke hearts last month when he took to a podium in Canada, describing the effect of the deaths of his son and Miss Dees.
As you know, I may be an experienced police officer, but today I'm standing here as the father of a murder victim. We are just distraught. This is really torn two families apart.
After the teens dumped the stolen car on July 22 near the remote town of Gillam in Manitoba, McLeod and Schmigelski had vanished. Miss Patterson says there had been no confirmed sightings since, despite a massive search of the wilderness and in neighbouring provinces.
It's been a long time. It is possible these bodies have been there a long time. It's also possible they haven't. So police have not been willing to say yet the cause of death or how long the bodies have been there. All of that, I guess, is pending autopsy.
Assistant Commissioner Jane McLatchy hopes today's announcement helps surrounding communities who were on edge feel safer. And she has personally reached out to the families of victims.
To the families of everyone affected by the series of events over the last few weeks, I know it has been so very difficult. And I hope today's announcement can begin to bring some closure.
Police are organising an autopsy in Winnipeg to confirm the identities of the bodies found and determine cause of death. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.